It's studio session time. Once again, I'm Abe Beeson, thrilled to welcome an ensemble that's greater than the sum of its parts, and there are a lot of parts. Drawing from funk and soul, hip-hop, R&B, pop, and elements from over 100 years of jazz and blues, this is Lettuce. Formed in the early 90s by students at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, Lettuce is a group pushing genre boundaries and each other through improvisation and tight communication that they've built over three decades. They're playing Seattle's Jazz Alley tonight through Sunday, celebrating their latest record, Vibe. It's a 47-minute piece exploration of pure, unrehearsed collaboration. I'm really excited to talk to the band, and so are a group of high school musicians from Tacoma's Bellarmine Prep, but it's music first. With Nigel Hall keys and vocals, Ryan Zoy to sax, Eric Benny Bloom trumpet, Shmeen Smirnoff guitar, Eric Coombs bass, Adam Deitch drumming. Let us begin. Give a big KNKX welcome to Lettuce.
Thank you. you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
It's Lettuce in the KNKX studios. Check him out at Jazz Alley tonight through Sunday. Shmeens Smirnoff on the guitar, Eric Coombs guitar, our bass, Adam Deitch at the drums with Nigel Hall keys and some vocals, Ryan Zoida sax, Eric Benny Bloom on the trumpet. Band has been around, hard to believe it's been more than 30 years. And the origins of the band are in the teenage years. I wonder if, who could tell me about the beginnings of the band, and were there any intentions about what this group should sound like when you're first starting out? Shmeens.
I mean, our intention was always to play locked in parts with each other, and I feel like that's kind of where the band came from, because we have a love for doing that, and that's kind of why we gravitated towards each other, because, you know, not everyone at that time was necessarily into that where we were. And for us, it was a party when we did it. And I just feel like the party gravitated towards us when we started playing like that. And, you know, we've just kept doing it forever and ever, and we're going to keep doing it.
Eric, did you want to pick up from there?
Oh, good.
Good. And from the beginnings, there were about a decade before the first record came out. A lot of side gigs and other opportunities came along for the band. And I wonder if there what the evolution of the band's sound was from the first jam sessions to making the first record. Ryan, would you like to get into that?
You know, we started with two guitars originally, and then we added a keyboard player. We weren't originally a band with a keyboard player or a singer. So if you can think about that to where we are now, where we also didn't have a trumpet to begin with either. We had two saxes, and or actually just one sax, and then it became two saxes. But, yeah, so it's changed a little bit configuration-wise over the years, but this is what it's become after a few decades, and we're happy here. Like we love where the band is right now more than ever, and it's kind of how we always pictured it.
Shout out BT.
You know, yeah. Shout out BT.
BT. Yeah, the horn configurations changed a lot throughout the years, actually.
Did he play with us?
On the record.
Oh, that's true. He was on the
shout out BT.
And Fred Wesley.
Yeah, Fred Wesley played trombone on our record. That was really cool. Our first record, right?
Yeah.
And John Schofield. That changed our lives forever, honestly. The fact that Fred and Sco both got on our very first recording made us feel validated in a lot of ways, you know, because we looked up to them a lot, so.
And speaking of records, Eric, the band won a Grammy in 2000. I mean, for all the wonderful celebration you had from your audience and from radio, all of a sudden the Grammys are saying, yeah, you guys are worthy of that for Elevate. Were you guys surprised, excited? What was that like?
Shout out to the Recording Academy. We have a lot of respect for them. Yeah, rest in peace, Quincy Jones. Had more Grammys than almost anyone. And
you know who Quincy Jones is?
Yeah.
I would think so. You know, popular figure. I actually got to record on Quincy Jones, one of his albums. It's kind of a lost album, but yeah, we're very thankful that the Grammys gave us that nod, and we'd love to come back anytime, you guys. Come on.
And that seemed to be like the first record in a trio of albums, Elevate, Resonate, Unify. Even the album titles really go together well. Was that the idea, is that these three albums are the kind of part of a family?
100%. I mean, and can I talk about it now? Yeah. That it's yeah, so we did all three of those records in the same, we did them all at the same time. Because we just, it was like a business thing, kind of like we'd heard about Miles doing this years ago where the record company wanted a certain number of records out of him, so he just cut them all at the same time because he's a bad cat. So, yeah, we cut all three of those records at the same time. We did like, what, 30 or 40 songs in those sessions. So, yes, and we just like waited to mix them and make them all nice for you guys and put them together.
There's some music industry genius right there. I did want to ask about a recent record, which is really a song, 47 minutes plus, Vibe, which I think is really wonderful. Who would like to talk about that? Shmeens, it seems like you're asking a lot from the listener, too, to be able to sit down in a time when attention spans are getting shorter and shorter. I just love it. It's a wonderful ride.
Thank you so much. I think it's a little bit of a misnomer that that is our latest record, because that was recorded during the Resonate and Elevate sessions, right? So we had done all of these structured songs. And then at the end of the session, we decided just for our own pleasure, essentially, to go in there and to not have structure and to just go in there and kind of do what we did right at the beginning, kind of what you were asking about before, what we did in those original jam rooms when we got together and we didn't have tunes and we would just sit there and play with each other. And that album kind of really represents that. And we put that out on vinyl years ago already and released it to our audience. And, you know, what it is it just came out digitally. But it's been around for a while. And really, Unify is our last record that we did.
And kind of building on that, Ryan, there have been some live album releases recently from Providence, Rhode Island to Amsterdam, and the Tokyo live album just recently re-released. It kind of speaks to what Lettuce is about, wanting to do something new and be something surprising.
Yeah, I mean, every night we play, we try to keep the songs fresh. Even if we repeat a song over a few days of gigs, it will have a completely different feel and sound than it did the time before, you know? And that's why we've also been recording all of our songs or all of our shows every night, multi-tracking and getting nice two-track recordings to listen to after the gig, because we're doing so much live composition that's happening spontaneously every night. And it's just really nice to capture that stuff, maybe go back to it and use it, but really just about capturing those moments that are magical that generally happen every night, because the chemistry between us is flowing like crazy usually. So it's not every night, but we hope that it would happen every night.
You know? That's what you're shooting for.
Can I say one thing? Yes. Just to comment on Zoidus, what you just said is like we just played Squad Live, right? Mm-hmm. And we just played Superfly in it, right? Or was that the other song?
We played
Pusher Man. But like we've never done that before. We've probably played that song 300-400 times, and today we decided to put that in there. So it keeps us excited, keeps us interested, and keeps it fun for everyone. Exactly. So every time we play any of these songs, no matter how many times we played them, we just try to keep them fresh, like you said.
Love it, love it, love it. Let's get to the students, our School of Jazz members, starting with, these are all kids from Bellarmine Prep in Tacoma, teenagers all. Let's start with bassist Joey and your question.
Hi, yes. What is it like to be traveling musicians?
Slightly less glamorous than it appears, I would say.
you get to see incredible places. You get to experience cultures and different places than where you grew up and, eat a lot of different food and meet a lot of people, which is really the incredible part, to make those connections with people all over the world who have heard our music and felt something when they heard the music, and get to have an energy exchange with those people. And that's really the best part.
And what was the first big gig you guys had together?
I mean, the first big gig was probably a frat party that we played at Tufts University in '92. And that was the biggest gig we had ever done. Tokyo? Yeah, I guess live in Tokyo, where we did a 5-night run at the Blue Note in Tokyo, or 6 nights. And that was such a big deal for us back then, because we were just barely playing any gigs. We were all kind of situated in other gigging situations separately, and we would do Lettuce gigs here and there, but we got that opportunity, and that was a big gig, I guess.
Our next question comes from pianist Xavier.
What made you guys choose your instruments over a different instrument?
Well, I tried to play all of them, and people were like, no, that's not good. And then I played this, and they were like, yes, so that's...
I guess what made me choose my instrument was my father was a musician, and he was a guitarist. And I learned a lot from him, but I wanted to be different. And when I grew up, I was listening to a lot of jazz, and the piano resonated to me the most. Today, I play a lot of different instruments, but my first love has always been piano, just because of the different textures and the different places that it will take me. I guess from the moment I was 9, I was turned out. So that's the best answer I can give.
Actually, I feel that, many of you don't know that, everyone here is a multi-instrumentalist, and sometimes you hear their demos, and I think Deitch is like one of the greatest guitar players from his parts. No, I really feel that way. And he's able to really express through his writing and through his part playing what he wants to hear from us sometimes. And, you know, he's also one of my favorite guitar players, and Nigel's one of my favorite bass players, and everyone here kind of does their own thing. But in this group, this is kind of where we are. But, you know, I hope you're all lucky enough to hear everyone on other instruments, because these guys are just incredible, and that's why it's really fun to be around them.
Do you guys have any funny moments that you guys had occurred during concerts that stand out to you guys over other ones?
Funny moments. Anybody got a funny moment during a concert that...
You know, what is funny? I mean,
Oh, that was crazy.
Oh, yeah, there was a bit, yeah. Hey. Tell about the...
That was kind of scary.
I don't know. Maybe that's kind of scary.
It's funny later.
Yeah, there was a guy that was a little disoriented at one of our shows, and he just came up and stood on stage, and he was kind of a short dude. But he was so strong that security tried to move him and get him off stage, and they couldn't move him. He was just like solid as a rock, and they had to like literally. Six guys carried him off and forced him off the stage, but they weren't hurting him. They were just kind of like trying to lift him, and he was just like, I don't know. That was just amusing. I don't know.
It's funny now. Let's talk to saxophonist Kent.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask, like, what would you say is the moments that you guys strive for as a band? Like, you guys are playing, but you're also performing and even creating. So I would ask, like, what moments make you proudest to be in that?
One of the moments that makes us proud is right now, because, you know, you guys are here. You've never heard us before. And getting new people that haven't heard us to listen to us and to check us out and come to the shows eventually. So I think one of our proudest moments is when we play a festival and, like, it's a whole bunch of people that have never heard of us, and we have to kind of bring them into our world and show them the kind of music we play, funk music, and it's a good feeling when we convert people into Lettuce fans.
Yeah, my follow-up was, I guess, what was your inspirations, both as instrumentalists, but also, I guess, where the sound of the band comes from?
You know, we all were born in the 70s, so we were exposed to Earth, Wind, and Fire from the beginning. All of us have that in common, I think. That's one of our biggest inspirations. Herbie Hancock, also the Headhunters record, and Secrets, and Manchild. Those records are huge, kind of connecting records for us. Tower of Power, James Brown, Sly Stone, Parliament Funkadelic, Stevie Wonder, obviously, and then the 90s era of hip hop, when they were sampling jazz records and making beats and rapping super funky, we were all just like immersed in that too. So that comes out and shows up in our music a lot too. So
next up is Vivian, a clarinet player and saxophonist.
Who writes the charts for the band? Is it like all of you guys or just one person?
Oh, well, I write most of the music, actually. No, it's definitely very much a team effort. There are people in the band that write a lot more than the others, you know, and Deitch in particular writes a lot of music. Shmeens writes a lot. Jesus writes a good amount. Zoid writes nothing. You know, he contributes, like, parts. He'll come up with the melody, or he'll come up with... He's got all these crazy effects you can't see, and he'll do... It's like everyone adds compositionally. Nigel will totally change the chords of a song. I'm in the corner doing high kicks.
But we don't have charts.
We have, we don't read, we don't, we some, yeah, we all can read music, some a lot better than others. And,
what about when we did this?
But that's the point. You don't need music to learn. Like, in the old days, a lot of times there was no sheet music. I think people are very dependent on sheet music, as someone who, we all went to music college, most of us, and it's a great thing to be able to do. But it's like Count Basie had this thing called head charts. Like he'd sing the thing to you, and you'd have to remember it. So I really think there's an art to that. But compositionally, we all have a big hand in the writing, but there actually are no, we have no written music. And we need some, but can't get it together. Sorry, kids, you're going to have to learn it by...
Vivi, did you have a follow-up question?
Yeah, and where are some of your favorite places you have traveled together?
Tokyo is really cool. I would recommend going to Tokyo. That's another thing to answer both of those questions about what it's like to be on the road. It gives you a lot of perspective, because when you stay in one place and you're only kind of from one place on this planet, I feel like it's a kind of a narrow perspective. Not that that's bad, but when you travel the world, you get to see a lot of different people's lives and the way they do it. Everybody does it a little different all around the world, but going to Tokyo or going to Japan is really an eye-opener, because it's just so different and so everything's so cool and new, and that was really fun for us. There's a lot of cool places out there. Europe is awesome. All over Europe is really cool. We had Germany, Italy. We love Bologna. We love Bologna and all the places.
Yeah. And one more question. Sydney's got the final question. I think it's a great way to wrap us up today.
You guys have played together a lot, bonded together through all these experiences, and I just wonder, were there ever moments where things weren't just weren't clicking or things weren't hitting together, and what did you guys do in those moments where things were just, you know, not fitting?
I think any family at all are going to go through moments of discourse and arguments, and as long as you have the baseline of love that holds us together and respect, we can get through those moments as a family together. Life isn't always easy, whether it's a music group, whether it's friendship, whether it's business. In this situation, you have all three. And, you know, I really think love and respect is the thing that will just keep us all together as long as we keep trying.
Yeah, it's a message for us all. Shmeen Smirnoff on guitar, Eric Coombs bass, Adam Deitch drums. We have Nigel Hall on the keys and a bit of vocals too, with Eric Benny Bloom on trumpet and Ryan Zoidis saxophone. Let's hear it one more time for Lettuce. To the KNKX Studio Session team. Audio engineers Brian Moynihan and Adam Bird. Video producer Parker Blohm. Promotions director Brenda Goldstein Young keeps it all together. This KNKX Studio Session is presented in partnership with Jazz Alley. I'm Abe Beeson. Thank you so much for listening.